We're in a Divot Shalom on Pesach. We're in Chilek Bet of the ancillary volumes, which has all the good stuff on the Moadim. We're actually learning Mamar Rishon, the first Mamar on Pesach, and aptly so, because it's about Shabbat HaGadol, which precedes Pesach. Shabbat HaGadol is always the Shabbat that precedes Pesach. So we'll see what he has to say on Shabbat HaGadol. Maran ad Marinu Marinu v'Rabbeinu b'Beit Avraham zechutoy gan alinu. So the Slonimer says, that's what all those letters meant. The Slonimer says, Amar be'inyan Shabbat HaGadol, in terms of what is Shabbat HaGadol, ki ha'met shekol Shabbat b'chinat Shabbat HaGadol, meaning every Shabbos is great, every Shabbos is big, every Shabbos is awesome. What do you mean Shabbat HaGadol? Every Shabbat is Shabbat HaGadol. K'mo shekatuv, ki yom ze gadol v'kadoshu, that it's a day which is tremendous, gadol, Shabbat HaGadol. Gadol is huge, it's tremendous, v'kadoshu, and it's holy. Ela Shabbat Azo, he gadol shebigdolim. This is the greatest of the greats. Ubi or hainyan, madua Shabbat Zo nikret Shabbat Gadol, and explaining why is this called Shabbat Gadol. Umay hagdulam yuchadet shlas. And also, what makes it Shabbat Gadol? Why is it gadol shebigdolim? And what's this unique greatness that exists within Shabbat Gadol? Yishlamar apima amar chazal. We can say based on that, which it says in Gemara Shabbos, Ilmalei Shamru Yisrael Shtei Shabbatot Miyad Nigalin, that if Klal Yisrael would just keep two Shabbatot in a row, then we would be immediately redeemed. Miromaz Baze Albet Bechinot HaShabbat Ukai Dichtiv Et Shabbatot Dishmaru. When it's saying that a Jew has to keep two Shabbatot, so it could mean on the one hand to keep one Shabbat, go through a week and then keep another Shabbat. There's a lot of very, very beautiful Hashkafa, Chassidut, Kabbalah on that idea in and of itself. But he's saying no, on another level it means that if all of Klal Yisrael were to keep both aspects of Shabbos for even one Shabbos, that would be enough. Et Shabbatotai Tishmaru, Lashon Rabbi, meaning what does it mean at Shabbatotai? So keep my Shabboses. In bad and proper Ashkenazis English, right? Keep my two Shabboses. What does that mean? There's only one. It's one every week. Saying no, both aspects of Shabbat. Lashon Rabim. V'hu bet ha-bechinot zachor v'shamor. Those are the two parts, the two aspects, the two sides, the two faces of Shabbat. Zachor v'shamor. Remembering the Shabbat and guarding the Shabbat. Haromzim limidat ahava umidat ayira. Which is linking to the two sides of the coin as well. The mirrors, the midah of ahava and the midah of yira. Zachor et yom ha-shabbat l'kadsho, shumitzvat aseh shayach l'midat ahava. Zachor et yom ha-shabbat, to actively remember and sanctify Shabbat. That's the mitzvat aseh side, and the mitzvat aseh side is always the ahava side. Meaning when I'm doing mitzvat aseh, I'm going above and beyond, outside of my boundaries, to go and do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. I'm going to do a mitzvah, I'm going outside to go and do that. That's the midah of chesed. V'shamor et yom ha-shabbat l'kadsho hu mitzvat lo taseh shayach l'midat ha-yira. The shamor et yom ha-shabbat, to guard Shabbat, so that's keeping within my boundaries. I'm making sure not to do anything. That's yira. That's maintaining my boundaries and not going outside at all to stop myself from doing something that I thought I was going to do. That's the midah of yira that's in Shabbos. V'zeo madichtiv et shabtotai tishmoro. That's what the pasuk means when it says, keep my Shabbatot. Hainu bet b'chinot ha-shabbat ava b'yira. Both aspects of Shabbat ava and yira. U'miromaz b'zeh gam inyan bet ha-shabbatot imichadot sheish b'shana. This is also talking about the two Shabbatot, the two unique Shabbatot that there are in the Shabbat. So one layer is the two aspects of Shabbat. But when he says it's shabtotai tishmoro, it means specifically make sure to guard my two Shabbatot, the two unique Shabbatot of all Shabbatot in the year, which are Shabbat HaGadol, Shikineged Midat Ahava. Shabbat HaGadol, which is before Pesach. Pesach, which is all about Ahava. Pesach, which is a whole night where we're seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu pour out the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on us in a way where it doesn't matter that we're mamish in a place where we're in the 49th level of Tumah and there's no plea we can be redeemed on our own. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, out of pure chesed, comes and redeems us despite our lowliness. And the Shabbat HaGadol cares about us, even when we're lowly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always going to be there for us. That's Kulo Ahava, Shabbat HaGadol. And Shabbos Shuva Unana Yira, right? Shabbos Shuva, which is right before Yom Kippur, where we're in fear, we're in awe, we're in this place of shaking before Yom Hadin. So that's bringing out in its full sense the Yira that exists within Shabbos, the Shemor that exists within Shabbos. There are those two unique Shabbatot. They're bringing out the two sides of Shabbat in their most extreme way, Ahava and Yira. And interestingly enough, they're actually on opposite sides of the year. They're 6 months apart from each other, right? They're the two opposite sides, and so they're expressing themselves in two opposite sides of the year. Okay, good. Thoughts, reflections, questions.
Good.
Tov. So the Be'er Mayim Chaim says by Parshas Nitzavim, uveod sfarim in many other places, in many other books, to call ha'arot hanishpa'im b'meshach ha'shavua nimshachim b'shabbat shelefanav. All of the ha'arot, all of the light, all of the enlightenment, all of the clarity that comes out in a week, it's all drawing from the whole bestowal that's creating that reality, is all coming from the Shabbat that's beforehand. Shabbat is what's giving life to the new week. Excuse me. Shabbat is what's giving life to the new week. It's what's giving a reality to the new week. That's what it's doing. That's what it's doing. It's all coming from Shabbat. Elachin, b'Shabbat Shuvah. That's why it's also my Rebbe once said to me. He said it tongue in cheek, but whenever his kids around, he's always saying very, very deep Torahs. You have to listen carefully. So he once said to me, so Ravi, what do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing before the first day of creation? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting there. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing before the first day of creation? So I turned to Ravi and I said, I don't know. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing before the first day of creation? He says, Tavar Pashut. What was he doing before the beginning of Yom Rishon? He was having Shalosh Shudas. There's a lot to contemplate there. But the idea is just as the whole world is coming from Shabbos, but also what that means is Shabbos becomes the makor of bracha and shefa for every single week. The only way that we can get chiyas is from Shabbos Kodesh. We're told, it says, Kishishet yamim asa Hashem et ha-shamayim ve'et ha-aretz. What does that mean? Kishishet yamim asa Hashem et ha-shamayim ve'et ha-aretz. What does that mean?
6 days Hashem created.
How does we normally translate it?
6 days got created, and then 7th day rested.
God created the world in 6 days. It's usually how it's translated, colloquially. But it literally means, God made the world to be 6 days long. And in fact, had Adam and Chava not sinned in Gan Eden, they would have walked into Shabbat, and it never would have ended. And that's in fact exactly what we ask for in the Harachaman on Shabbat. Harachaman hu yanchileinu, he should give us his inheritance, yom, a single day, shekulo Shabbat, that should be forever and ever Shabbos. What are we asking for? We're asking to enter that eternal Shabbat that would have been Olam Haba, what is going to be that Shabbat, that we're looking for Olam Haba again now in the reality that we live in. But what that means is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria, how much chiyus did he give to the Bria? How much life force did he give to the Bria? 7 days worth of life force. It was always meant to be 7 days long. When we sinned, so then we suddenly expand history into this process of, parallel to it, 6,000 years, and then one last group of 1,000 years to make 7,000 years, and those last 1,000 years in Yemot HaMashiach, and also elongating that process to create a reality of tshuva for what happened in Gan Eden B'Seder. But the question is, where is the chiyus coming from? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that's 7 days long, where's the whole chiyus coming from to even go past the seventh day then? So every week, where's it drawing from? It's all drawing from Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos is Mekor HaBracha, Mekor HaKedusha. Vayivrech Elokim Vayikadesh Oto. All of the bracha, all of the shefa that's coming, it's all coming from each Shabbos. Every week is getting its chiyus from Shabbos. It's one of the infinite facets of what Shabbos is about. Not just in terms of the culmination of the week, but in planning the seeds for the week to come. That's hinted by the very fact of what Shabbat HaGadol is. Think about Shabbat HaGadol, right? Who cares that it's Shabbos before Pesach? Mazel Tov. You know what I'm worried about? Making sure that I get rid of all my chametz, that I do bidikas chametz, that my seder is ready. Who cares that it's Shabbos before Pesach? The answer is I care very, very much that Shabbos before Pesach. Because the nature of this Shabbat will determine what my Pesach looks like. It's a very big thing. The nature of this Shabbat will determine what Pesach looks like, because the seeds, the shefa, the bracha of this week, which has Pesach in it, is all coming from Shabbos. It's all coming from Shabbos. Everything's leading from Shabbat, everything's coming from Shabbat. That's why even in, it has halachic ramifications, right? A person can say Avdol until when?
Tuesday night.
Why? Because somehow it's shayach to the previous Shabbos. It's an amazing thing. Because it's still Shabbos, the previous Shabbos. We think about it only as like Hayom Rishon B'Shabbat, Sheni B'Shabbat, Shlishi B'Shabbat. That it's all, each day is hopefully, if we have the right Hashkafa, every day is getting one day closer to Shabbos, and our whole Hashkafa is that we're trying to get closer and closer and achieve Shabbos. But on the same time, Hayom Rishon B'Shabbos, Shavar. It's the day that's the first day of this week that came from the Shabbos, that came from before. That's coming from, that's emanating from that Shabbos. That's the two sides of that coin. Exactly, because I'm already then we're mamish really getting in the zone of like building to the next Shabbos. It doesn't change the fact that it's still coming from the previous Shabbos, but as we get farther from the previous Shabbos, so we're building more into the next Shabbos. Which could also be why in this that kind of this almost interesting or odd interweaving between the two Shabbatot, right? That could be another layer of meaning. Imale Shamru Yisrael Shtei Shabbatot Miyad Nigalin, that the two Shabbatot inherently are linked in and of themselves, could be a layer of meaning there as well. So he says that it's all coming from Shabbos. The whole week is coming from Shabbos. V'lachein, Shabbos Shuvah hi lifnei Yom HaKippurim. Therefore, Shabbos Shuvah is before Yom Kippur. Nimshachim b'he'arat Yom HaKippurim shumim midat ha'yira. Therefore, all of Yom Kippur is drawing from that Shabbos that came before, which is Shabbos Shuvah, which is the Shabbat of Yira. U'b'Shabbat HaGadol, shlifnei Chag HaPesach, but on Shabbos HaGadol, which is before Pesach, nimshachim bo he'arat ha'Pesach, Pesach, the light of Pesach, the enlightenment of Pesach is already coming out. Shemirato Ahava, because the whole midah of Ahava. Divchinat v'dilugo alai Ahava, of pouring out Ahava, pouring out love. V'zehu ilmalei shamru Yisrael bet Shabbatot. This is one layer of meaning in the Gemara, if Yisrael would only keep two Shabbatot. Hainu betah b'chinot shal Shabbos Kodesh, the two aspects of Shabbos Kodesh. Midat Ahava, b'vchinat Shabbat HaGadol, u'midat Ayer, b'vchinat Shabbat Shuvah, miyad nigalin. That if they were to keep both aspects of Shabbos, the Ahava that's embodied by Shabbos HaGadol, and the Yira that's embodied by Shabbos Shuvah, then immediately we'd be redeemed. Okay, Ma'amar Rav HaKadosh, Rav Shmelka, mi Nicholsburg, Zigodi Alinu, ala Pasuk. V'oti, yom, idrashun. Me, every single day, you should seek out. Shirmaz al beta yamim, shebehem amrim drishut. Hem beta shabbatot, shabbat agadol, v'shabbashuva. Kashlimuti al yidei beta midot, avav yirak echad. He's saying, v'oti, yom, tidrashun. So what's the yom? Why the double yom? The yom is Shabbat, and both aspects of Shabbat. That's how he's understanding the pasuk. It's in the 2 days where we where yom didrashun, the 2 days where we have drashot. That's his saying. I missed it. Yom tidrashun, the 2 days, the 2 yoms where we have the drashot, meaning Shabbos Shuvah and Shabbos Agadol, that they're bringing out the midah of Avanira. That's what we're seeking to accomplish.
Are these the only darshan, like only on these two Shabbos?
Yeah, excellent. V'alpizeh. Mivuar lama nikrit Shabbat haShabbat b'shem Shabbat haGadol. We can now understand why it's called Shabbat haGadol. Ki midat ahava madrigota yoter gidola mimidat ha'yira. Based on this, we can understand why Shabbos is called Shabbat haGadol. Ki midat ahava madrigata yoter gidola mimidat ha'yira. Because the midah of Ahava is greater than the midah of Yira, right? Even in the other half of this chabur, we do halachas on Tuesdays. So we even talked about how we always lengthen or extend or give kavod to the right over the left to Ahava or Chesed over Gvura Din, right? And that's why you can even say it on the tefillin straps that on the tefillin the right strap of the tefillin shel rosh is always longer than the left strap of the tefillin shel rosh, and all of the things that we talked about there. But he's saying that's all it's all an embodiment of the reality, the fact that Ahava is always greater than Yira. In fact, when you look at the midot themselves, when we talk about the Kabbalistic midot or sfirot, so you have, just very quickly, you have a pen, I don't. Thank you, yeah. You have Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, and Malchut. Right? So nothing exists out of nowhere. Kabbalah doesn't create things that don't have a space in Torah, because everything has to emanate from the Torah Kadosh. If something doesn't exist within Torah, then it's Sheker. So where does this come up in Torah? So it actually comes up in a pasuk that we say every single day. What's the pasuk? We don't even realize it when we say it. We say it every day, sometimes twice a day, sometimes the second time we say it, we sing it. Lecha Hashem HaGedula. We'll do it this way. Gedula, yeah.
Gvura.
Watch it happen now, right? Gvura. Tiferet. Neitzach ve'ahod. So somehow, ki kol bashamayim v'aretz, the mikubalim condense into one word called Yesod. Discussion for another time. But the two are linked. Yesod and Kikol Hashemayim V'aretz. Lecha Hashem. Malchut. But what's interesting is, aside from Yesod, which has to be understood as connection there, there's an intrinsic link then based on that pasuk between the concept of Gedula and Chesed. From the very pasuk that it emanates from. So, and Chesed is always linked to, which one's Chesed and Gvur, which is Ava, which is Yira? Chesed is Ava, Gvur is Yira. Right? So, Shabbat HaGadol is going to be connected to the Midah of Ahava. Intrinsically, meaning Shabbat HaGadol is literally hinting to a Shabbat of Chesed and a Shabbat of Ahava in the very word of Gedula itself. So a lot of things just happen on a piece of paper, but I'm saying, like, is that clear? Okay, tof.
I'm sure it's clear.
Well, later. It's all good. Yeah, it's back. So he's saying, meaning call it like Shabbat Shuva, like links to Yom Kippur. It's the Shabbat where you're doing tshuva. So call it Shabbos Lechol Chametz. I don't know. You know, like Shabbos of Kibbutz Avayim, where you're spending the whole time desperately trying to calm your parents down about freaking out about cleaning for Pesach. Like whatever you would have gone to call it, but like what's Shabbos HaGadol? Like it doesn't seem at face value to indicate anything about Pesach until you recognize that Pesach is the Chag of Ahava. Ahava is the Midah of Gedula, and Shabbat HaGadol is bringing out it's the Shabbos of Ahava. It's the Shabbos of Pesach. It's the Shabbos of what Pesach is all about, and Ahava and Gedula and Chesed. And it's all hinted to in that word. Ki midat ahava, or midat ha-chesed, madrigata yoter gedula midat ha-yura, or midat ha-din. V'kevan shemidat ha-shabbos kodesh, hazo, ahava, gam ken yikret Shabbat ha-gadol. And since the midat this Shabbos kodesh is ahava, so it's called Shabbat ha-gadol. V'od shemidat ahava, shurasha midat ha-chesed, ah, yir mechavi, tov. Right, at the midah of Ahava, its root is in the Midah of Chesed, like we just showed, right? That literally in the Pasuk level, the two are parallel. Chesed and Ahava are put together, and Gedula are put together, which are all indicating Ahava. Hanikret Gadol, Kimo Dichtiv. Oh, Tov, you even quotes the Pasuk here. Now you really know that I'm not making stuff up. You didn't know that before, but you know, I could be making stuff up, but here at least he's quoting something that we said. Lecha Hashem, HaGedula VaGvor V'chule. Lachin, Shema Shabbat HaGadol, Shedarkat Nimshachim, Ha'arot Chag HaPesach, Shemidato Hi HaGedula VaChesed. Right? That this is why it's called Shabbat HaGadol, is because it's bringing out, meaning it's setting the stage, the seeds of Pesach are in this Shabbat, because Pesach is in this week, which is coming out of this Shabbat. And therefore, Shabbat HaGadol, it's the Shabbos which is bringing out the beauty and the greatness of the Midah of Chesed and the Midah of Gedula, in planting the seeds for that to be expressed in Pesach, where Mamash the Ahava explodes when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite us being Mem Tet Shari Tuma, comes and redeems us out of Kulo Ahava for us, despite the fact that we're not deserving. It's a pure expression of Ahavat Hashem for Klal Yisrael. Tov? Good? Ve'od yish lomar, dinei b'Shabbos Kodesh, yish shtei b'chinot idut. On Shabbos, right now we're in the second part of the piece, so he's going to transition a little bit. On Shabbos Kodesh, there's two aspects of edus, of testimony. Kemo she'omrim b'kiddush, zikaron lema'aseh bereshit, v'zecher li'etzias Mitzrayim. Like we say in Kiddush that it's zecher lema'aseh bereshit, and it's Zecher Liyitziyas Mitzrayim. We're remembering the creation of the world. We're testifying to the fact, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and completed it on the seventh day. We're also remembering Yitziyas Mitzrayim. V'yalderech sh'ne'emar Ba'aseret HaDibrot. Like it says in the Aseret HaDibrot, Shebiluchot HaRishonim Ketiv Ki Sheshonim Yasa Hashem Et HaShemayim V'yat HaAretz. That this is the pasuk, by the way, that we quoted before, right? That in the Luchot Rishonim it said, you made the world to be 6 days, and on the seventh day you rested. And the second Luchot it says, V'zacharta ki ever ayita b'Mitzrayim, to remember that you were slaves in Egypt. V'nichlal b'zeh bet chalkei emunah. This is encompassing the two aspects of emunah. Zikaron l'maaseh bereshit, hu emunah klalit, bibriyata olam. The concept of Zikaron Lemaaseh Bereishit, that it's a testimony, that we're testifying to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 7 days, that's the Emunah Kalit, the general Emunah, V'riyat HaOlam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, meaning that there is a Borei, that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He created the world. How is that contrasted to Zichar Liyetzias Mitzrayim? What shifts from Briyas Olam to Yetzias Mitzrayim? Think about it for a second. What transitions from the godless of Briyas Olam to the godless of Yetzias Mitzrayim? What shifts? Becomes personal. Right? Here he says, "V'zeichel yitzias Mitzrayim u'munah b'hanagat Hashem yitbarach ata olam b'hashgacha pratit." Then it's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding the world. There's one is saying, "I believe that there is a Creator out there somewhere. He may or may not be involved anymore, which may or may not allow me to basically do whatever I want." Right? That's the heter, to do whatever you want. God created the world, then He left. So what? I can do whatever I want. Right? Who cares? He says, "No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond the Creator, the ultimate source." But He's intimately involved in everything that's happening in the world as it goes on. So, those are the two aspects. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei and the Manhig. That He's the Creator and the Guide. That He created the bus and He drives it, so to speak. Asher higilu, hagiloy hazeh, haya be'ofen miyuchad b'yitzias Mitzrayim. This revelation was very specific to Yitzias Mitzrayim. To call esra makot hayu b'hashkacha pratit. The whole 10 makot were with hashkacha pratis. La'akot rak ata mitzrim v'shlo yizik Yisrael. They would only hit the mitzrim and they wouldn't touch Yisrael. Ukimudgash b'torah kedosha. As the Torah emphasizes binyan makot, by the makot, by the esra makot, the samti fedut bein ami uvein amecha. Right, I'm going to make this clarification between my nation and those people who are not my nation. V'chin v'hifla Hashem bein miknei Yisrael uvein miknei Mitzrayim v'gomer. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu distinguished between the flock of Israel and the flock of the Egyptians. The flock of Israel were stricken, and the flock of the Jewish people was not stricken. The makot didn't get involved in the Jews. They didn't experience the darkness. That if a person would take a cup of water out of the Nile, and the Jew would drink from it, it would be water, and if the Egyptian would drink from it, it would be blood. Same cup of water. How is that possible? Because it was pure Hashgacha Pratis, Begaloi. There wasn't one of the flock of Israel that died. And even the most clear expression, the most strong impression in Makot Bechorot, Benagpo at Mitzrayim, Bevratenu Itzil, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wiped out all of the firstborn of Egypt, but our houses He saved. And through this, in Yetzias Mitzrayim, it was revealed to the eyes of everyone. The way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu carefully guides the whole world intimately. And these two levels of emunah are included in Shabbos Kodesh. And this is also another layer of meaning in that Gemara. If they would only keep both Shabbatot, meaning if Klai Yisrael would just keep truly enmesh in themselves both layers of Emunah, of Emunat Hashem as the Borei and Emunat Hashem as the Manhig. And so too, keep my Shabbos. Again, both levels being at play here. The two aspects, the two layers of Emunah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and also that there's Hashgacha Pratis. In that Shabbos Kodesh is both a remembrance and a testimony to the creation of the world. That's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei, and Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Manhig. V'ita b'shem Maran Mikuvrin zichoto yegen alinu b'ma'amar ha-katuv. And the Maran Mikuvrin said about the Pasuk, Ram al kol goyim Hashem al ha-shamayim kivodo. Kadosh Baruch Hu is above all of the other nations, and above all the heavens is His glory. She'itzel ha-goyim af ha-tovim v'ha-chassidim. Acha tovim vechasidei. Tov. She'itzel agoyim, but by the non-Jews, afa tovim v'chasidei umot ha'olam ha'ma'aminim kiram Hashem. The good things, the good people, and even them, the good of the non-Jews and the chasidim of the umot ha'olam, they're still ma'aminim kiram Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was written above all. Aval kol emunatam ino ela she'al ha'shamayim kivodo. But their emuna is only a level that al ha'shamayim kivodo, that beyond the heavens, out there somewhere is that God whose glory is beyond anything. Ach mi ka Hashem Elokeinu, the next part of the pasuk, ki mi Hashem Elokeinu, who is like Hashem Elokeinu. Elokim always indicating HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's within the world and guiding the world. Right? The well-known gematria that Hateva is gematria Elokim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expression in the physical world is the Shem Elokim, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also permeating the physical world and guiding the physical world. So, Kilo, he's understanding the pasuk about the Goyim, Ram al kol goyim Hashem al shem gavdo, that above all the other nations is Hashem, meaning the chasidim umot ha'olam, the good people and the non-Jews recognize that God is above everything. Al shem gavdo, they see al shem gavdo, they see that there is a God and that He's above everything, but they don't understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also within and guiding everything, and that's by us ki mi ka Hashem Elokeinu. Who is like Hashem, our God, our Elohim, who we see, who we experience, who we work to recognize in Olam Hazeh, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interacting with us in this world and guiding us in this world. She'anu Yisrael Amo, that us, the Jewish people, God's people, ma'aminim b'hashkachato yiparach ha'partit, we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha pratis. Shehu ha'magbihi lashavet b'mashpili lirot b'shamayim v'aretz, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on high, but draws himself down, he's mashpil himself kviyachol. He brings himself down into the lower worlds. Lirot b'shamayim v'aretz, to see what's going on in the shamayim v'aretz. Dainu shkashkachato apratit prusha al shamayim v'aretz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha pratis is spread out throughout the entirety of the shamayim and the aretz, the heavens and the earth, the physical world as well. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is carefully and intimately guiding us. This is the whole concept of the Shabbos Kodesh that's before Pesach. Shua Shabbat HaGadol, which is Shabbat HaGadol. Kivan Shebanim Shachim He'arot HaPesach V'He'arot Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because that's what's drawing out the light of Pesach and drawing out the light of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Asher Zoha B'china HaGdula Yoter Shul Shabbos Kodesh. This is the greatest aspect of Shabbos Kodesh. Ki HaGiloi Shel Hashkacha Pratit, the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intimately guiding the world. Hamit Orer B'Shabbos Kodesh, which is included in Shabbos Kodesh Hazeh, Hu Yoter Gadol M'Mikhanat Emunah Kolit V'Maaseh Bereshit. It's even greater than the Hashkacha in the Emunah and Maaseh Bereshit. They're both are necessary levels of Emunah. But the greater level of Emuna is the level of Emuna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha Pratis, that He's involved in this world. Why? You can't believe there's a God who's intimately involved in this world unless you believe there's a God who created the world. Right? One is a prerequisite for the other. And what makes it real, and what's really mechayiv me, is not just that there's a creator that created, although that should be mechayiv me enough, but that He's still here with me and relating to me. That's mechayiv me to really get into a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As long as it's the first time ever where you have the opportunity to almost finish a piece, let's see it through to the end. Yeah? Tov? Let's do it. Gimel. The last part of the piece. Ube'ofen acher yish lomar. In another way we could say, meaning all of these are different shades of what Shabbat HaGadol is about. Dine. Kvar bi'arnu b'makom acher. We already said in another place. Sheish b'Shabbos Kodesh shtei bechinot. That in Shabbos there's two aspects. Bechinat Shabbat or bechinat Shvi'i. There's an aspect of Shabbos, and there's an aspect of the seventh day. Those are two floors, two layers of Shabbos Kodesh. V'inyanam k'ma'amar Maran Mikuvrin zekotoy gedolenu. Like the Maran Mikuvrin said, the ma'amar akatuv about the pasuk. Beni uvein bnei Yisrael oti l'olam. That between me and Bnei Yisrael will be a sign forever. Ki Shabbos Kodesh hi ha'ot v'akesher bein Kodesh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael. Shabbos Kodesh is the sign and the linkage between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. V'rak li'olam. And that's... Only li'olam. Either he means only in this world, I don't mean it's only forever. Let's see where he goes and what he means. V'rak li'olam. Hatam, hagiloi, klapei ha'olam. Ahurak le'olam, it's only for the world. Hatam agiloi klapi olam hu kishish mimasa Hashem et Hashemayim v'et ha'aretz. Right? Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael tilam kishish. The next part of the pasuk is kishish mimasa Hashem et Hashemayim v'et ha'aretz. So it's only for this world, for the world itself. The reason for the revelation in terms of, with respect to the world, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. Et Hashemayim v'et ha'aretz. V'nei b'china zo hanigleit le'olam nigreit shvi'i. But the part that's revealed forever, eternally, that's called seven. I would have inherently thought the opposite. I would have thought that Shabbos would have been kind of more lofty than Shvi'i, saying the opposite. That Shabbos is for this world. It's the revelation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world in 7 days and rested on Shabbat. But Shvi'i is somehow more lofty than that. Kemo shekatuv basuk. Pasuk zeh, ki shish nimasa Hashem et Hashemayim v'et ha'aretz, v'yom ha-shvi'i shabbat v'yinafash. V'ilu b'chinat ha'ot, b'ni uvein b'nei Yisrael nikret Shabbat. The sign that's between God and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Shabbos. Kamo shekatuv b'tchila v'shamru et b'nei Yisrael at ha-shabbat, that b'nei Yisrael should keep Shabbos. La'asod ha-shabbat, meaning Shabbat is what we keep, it's relevant to us more specifically. That definitively, meaning only Jews are allowed to keep Shabbos, a non-Jew can't keep Shabbos. V'zehu ilmale mishamrin Yisrael shtei Shabbatot miyad nigalin. That's what it means, that if Bnei Yisrael were to keep two Shabbatot, they would immediately be redeemed. Meaning, because only Yisrael can keep Shabbos. V'hainu beta bechinot shal Shabbos Kodesh. These two levels of Shabbos Kodesh are Shabbat and Shvi'i. V'zegam kininan be'or havchana zecher lemaaseh bereshit v'zecher letzias Mitzrayim. This can also explain the fact that Shabbat is zecher lemaaseh bereshit and zecher letzias Mitzrayim. Ki bechinat Shvi'i Nitzgalta miyad in Briat Shemayim Va'aretz. Because the aspect of Shvi was already revealed immediately at the creation of the world. Meaning there was no Shabbos in the creation of the world, it was just Shvi. Uviyom HaShvi Shabbat V'ayinafash. Right? There's no Shabbos yet in the beginning of Perek Bet of Bereshit. Which is what we just said. Good. That's literally exactly what we just said. Meaning in that parsha, in that paragraph in the Torah, at the beginning of Perek Bet, at the beginning of Bereshit. So it only uses the word Shvi. We only find the concept of Shabbat after Yitzias Mitzrayim. When? Why after Yitzias Mitzrayim? When we're born as a people, we become the Jewish people, and then it's shayach to have Shabbos by the Jewish people. Kishi Yisrael nihiyu ha'am anifkar, when the Jews are chosen as the chosen people. Shirak az nitkaleb b'vichinat Shabbat. Only then is revealed the aspect of Shabbat. Shia'ot b'ni uvei m'nei Yisrael, which is the sign between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. V'lachin nikrei Pesach Shabbat. And that's why, that's a big jump, that's why Pesach is called Shabbos. He was waiting. He wanted to wait and just give that 1-2 punch, right? That's why Pesach is called Shabbos. As it says, right, explicitly in the Pesukim, Usfartem lachem imocharat ha-shabbat. In talking about Sfirat ha-Omer, it says you should start counting Sfirat ha-Omer from after Shabbat. And the Gemara spends a lot of time explaining very, very clearly, to make it 100% crystal clear, that when it says imocharat ha-shabbat, it means the day after Pesach, the day after Leil HaSeder. That's when we start counting Sfirat ha-Omer. But that means that Shabbat and Pesach are the same. They have, meaning that there's an aspect of Pesach, that's Shabbos. An aspect of Shabbos that's Pesach. In that it's able to be called Shabbat in the Torah. Is that clear?
Because of the Amunah?
No, we didn't have content yet, but the connection there. How Shabbos and Pesach are linked on a text level.
Because it says, right,
Mimach. Count from after Shabbos, and yeah, it means after Pesach, so Shabbos and Pesach are one and the same in that way. Vizeu atam, Shabbos Kodesh hazeh, nikret Shabbat Agadol. And this is the reason why Shabbos Kodesh is called Shabbat HaGadol. Mimenu nimshach Yitzias Mitzrayim shebo nitchadesh ha-giloi shal bechinat Shabbat. That from it is stemming forth Yitzias Mitzrayim, where we're given this giloi of Shabbos. Al-kei nikret Shabbat HaGadol, meaning it's the greatest Shabbos because Shabbos is because Yitzias Mitzrayim is bringing back out this Bechina of Shabbos, meaning the only way that we can have Shabbos at all. We only have Shvi until our Klal Yisrael. What creates a reality of Shabbos? What creates a reality of Shabbos?
Pesach.
Klal Yisrael, which happens on Pesach. You're both right. Right, Klal Yisrael is what allows for the reality of a Shabbos. And Klal Yisrael are born on Pesach. So Shabbat HaGadol, it's very beautiful to think of it like that. It's Shabbat HaGadol because it is the greatest Shabbos. Because it's through this Shabbos, meaning the Shabbos which is connected to Pesach, that the very concept of Shabbos can exist in and of itself. Without Yitzias Mitzrayim, there is no Shabbos, there's only Shvi'i. And so therefore this becomes Shabbat HaGadol, because it's the Shabbos that produces Pesach, and it's Pesach that produces Shabbos. So, that's a beautiful chap. I like that a lot. It's nice. We can explain also in terms of Shabbat HaGadol, as it says in Chazal in the Mechilta, and it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself with awesomeness, that this is the Giloy Shechina, that he revealed the Shechina. How do we know this had anything to do with the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina? It could have been with great wonders, and what does it do with the Shechina? Ela shekasher katuv b'Torah mora gadol, hakavana l'mora hagadol biyoter shitachin b'klal, v'zeh Giloy Shechina, that when it says in the Torah, mora gadol, this great, awesome revelation, the kavana is for the greatest revelation that there can be, for the greatest awesomeness that there can be, which is the revelation of the Shechina. Shabait Giloy Ashchina, Hareza Mamar Katuv, that when the Shechina reveals itself, it's like it says in the Pasuk in Yeshayahu. Excuse me. I don't know where that's from. Apologies. Uba'u ha-me'arot tsurim v'chulei mipnei pachar Hashem u'mehadar ge'ono. Let's see what he says. V'zeh haya b'leil hitkadesh chag ha-pesach she'yabo ema v'pachad kazeh shnitbatlu kol kochot ha-klipa mipachad Hashem u'mehadar ge'ono. And this is talking about this very, very holy night of Leil HaSeder, where there was this tremendous fear and awe, where all of the negative sides, where all of the klipot, all of the things, the negative spiritual forces in this world that try to divide between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are all nitbatel, they all break apart, they all fall down, because of the Pachad Hashem Adar Gano, because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing himself. There's this clear, you shake when you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We shook at Har Sinai, we shake when we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And so there was this revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that mamash made a shake. V'chol b'chorim Yitzrayim meitu machamat kol kol hamorah shagiloy shechina. And he's saying that what was it that killed all the firstborn in Egypt? That when the firstborn of Egypt saw the greatness of the clarity of the shechina, they mamash died on the spot. It was from that giloy shechina. Ukemo dichtiv b'yom hakoti kol b'chor b'eretz Yitzrayim hikadashti li kol b'chor b'Yisrael. It says in Bamidbar that on the day that I struck every Bechor in Eretz Mitzrayim, I sanctified at that moment for myself every Bechor in Klal Yisrael. Haynu shebechorei Mitzrayim lo yuchlu sa'et et godel hamora shel giloi shechina umeitu mizeh aval yisrael nitkadshu bo b'kdushai la'it al yidei oto mora gadol ze giloi shechina. That's beautiful. He's saying that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, everything that happened was just a different response based on the essence of who was experiencing what was happening. What happened on that night? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mamish megala himself as Shechina completely. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala his Shechina, revealed his Shechina, so the Egyptians who were tame, were impure, were the makor of the tuma. So that revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Shechina, it killed them. They couldn't sustain it. They couldn't stand in the face of it. And they dropped dead. That same revelation of Shechina for a Jew entered into the Jewish Bechor, the Bechor of the Jews, and purify them from the inside out. The exact same thing. Shemachamat itkadshu li kol b'chor b'Yisrael, and it's because of this that therefore every b'chor in Israel is kadosh. Right? So we have mistama. That's why we have the tanis b'chorim is before Pesach, right? Because we're experiencing that moment on Leil HaSeder. We're talking about the fact that the Jewish firstborn males were saved. So therefore, we have the Ta'anit Bechorot on Erev Pesach. If you're a Bechor. I'm a Bechor. So I have to do it. I have to find my Siyam. Yeah?
Yeah.
Got to find that Siyam. The Alkein. נקרא השבת קודש הזה שבת הגדול. Therefore the Shabbos is called Shabbat Gadol. שכאמור נמשכים בו ההערות וההשגות של חג הפסח, because it's bringing out all of these lights and all of these הערות and all of this enlightenment of חג הפסח. ומתעוררות בו המדרגה המיוחדת והעילית של הפסח, and it's arousing and bringing about this high and unique levels of חג הפסח. ההערה של מורה גדול זה גילוי שכינה, this aspect of the complete revelation of the Shechina, right, which is and on all levels of being. Kilo, when we talk about Leil HaSeder is the beginning, it's the birth of the Jewish people. And what it's doing is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's showing us what could be. He's showing us the end game, right? And the end of the process of Pesach is Kriyas Yam Suf, and we're seeing tremendous Nevuah at Kriyas Yam Suf. Even more than Yecheskel and Buzia saw, and he saw the Maaser Merkava, which is all about how Kadosh Baruch Hu got to the world and what's going to be in the end of days. That what we're seeing on Pesach as Sof Maaseh B'Machshava Tchila, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is revealing to us at the beginning, at the inception of Klal Yisrael, what our ultimate goal should be. And our whole intent there is therefore to move, and whatever we experience on Pesach, we're meant to work and work and work throughout Sefirat HaOmer to get the Shavuos, or throughout all of the history and all of lifetime, to get back to that place of our own inception. To experience what was given to us free on Pesach, what was given to us for nothing on Pesach, we weren't deserving it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself, the Gilui Shechina on Pesach, to work on ourselves for the rest of history to actually achieve and earn and deserve that which we experienced on Pesach night. But the idea there is so too by the end of days. In the end of days, when we then we come back to that very Ha'arah that we saw, when it comes full circle, right? What's going to happen then is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reveal Himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to punish anybody. What's going to happen is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to lift up the veil of this world. And all we're going to do is going to see the emes of reality and the emes of this world. That's all that's going to happen. We're going to see the emes of this world. And if a person spent all of Olam Hazeh working on him or herself to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Hazeh, so he'll be ready to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Haba. But if the first time a person sees a Kadosh Baruch Hu is only when that veil gets lifted, and the first time they see a Kadosh Baruch Hu is in Olam Haba, because they spent all of Olam Hazeh running after themselves, not after a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then that revelation is going to be painful. It's going to sear them. It's going to burn them. The concept of Geinom. It's going to burn through them. It's going to sear them. Why? Same thing. Think about a light. There are two ways that you can get introduced to light on a physical level. You could take a dimmer and slowly, slowly, slowly turn up the dimmer and experience the light, increase. Then when the lights are on, you can enjoy the light. But if you've been in a dark room, and then you flick the light on, what happens? It hurts your eyes. You turn away. You can't. It's the same light. Nothing changed. Two people have the totally opposite experiences of what it means to have the light be on. Why? Because one trained him or herself, one trained themselves to be able to be used to that light and see the light, and the other one didn't. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself at the end of days, he's not looking to punish anybody. He's saying, you have a choice in Olam Hazeh. Choose to find me in this world, and when I reveal myself, I'll already be connected, and then you can enjoy the Gilui Shechina. Or you theoretically and practically have the choice to not look at me and to turn away, and then when I reveal myself, it's going to be painful for you as an inherent consequence, as an inherent result, not as a punishment, as a result of your choices in Olam Hazeh. And we're experiencing that already at the beginning. Sof Maaseh Machshava Tchila. We're experiencing that in the Makav Choshech, where the Jews, it's the same light. That's how some of the Mepharshim explain Choshech. What does it mean? You could have a Choshech that's light for the Jews and dark for the Egyptians. Very simple. It was such a bright light that it blinded the Egyptians and lit up for the Jews. But that it was actually a bright light. That was what created the Makav Choshech. That's what's happening in Yetzias Mitzrayim with the Gilui Shechinas. That the same Gilui Shechinas is killing the Bechorim of the Mitzrayim and bringing Kedusha to the Bechorim of Bnei Yisrael. And we're getting a taste of that on Leil HaSeder. We're getting a taste of that on Shabbat HaGadol. This is what we're all working toward and building toward in order to be able to see, to build into ourselves the ability to see that greatness in Olam Hazeh, that when we get to Olam Haba, we can be at the same way like we were in Mitzrayim, and we know already of the precedent that one thing can be two different things to two different people, that we'll be able to have been making ourselves properly for Olam Haba. And truly taking Pesach full circle. But Bezrat Hashem, at the very least, Shabbat HaGadol, we should experience it and recognize that it's a Shabbat of Chesed. It's a Shabbat that's producing Pesach, that everything that we're going to experience on Pesach is going to be coming from the seeds that we plant on this Shabbat. metaphorically, don't plant seeds on Shabbos. Right, they were metaphorically planting on the Shabbat. It's all gonna grow and sprout from the seeds we plant on the Shabbat. It's the Shabbos of Ahava, Shabbos of Chesed, Shabbos of Gedula, Shabbos of beginning to prepare for the godliness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He's expressing in this world. That it's an opportunity to see the Gilui Shechina, to get ready for the Gilui Shechina that's gonna come out, and to experience the Shabbos. We recognize that it's from this Shabbos that all Shabbatot come. Because without Klal Yisrael and Yetzias Mitzrayim, there is no Shabbos, there's only Shvi'i. And therefore, it's the Shabbat HaGadol, this huge Shabbat, and that it in and of itself is producing the Shabbatot of the entire year. Bezrat Hashem.